Well, sir, it's late afternoon as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the kitchen, we find Mr. Victor Gook and Mr. Rush Gook. The latter is seated at the table with a book while his father removes his overcoat, having just this moment arrived home from the office. Listen.
Who is your mother?
In another room, or upstairs, maybe. Hey, you want to hear some interesting facts and figures about darkest Africa?
No.
Say! It states here that the natives of darkest Africa never itch. That's because the constant heat of the sun affects the epidermis so
you
that they there? Never...
Are you upstairs?
Yeah, but I'm coming down.
Gov, individuals born in darkest Africa are superstitious about the moon. They think the roof of their mouth will turn to clay if the moon...
That's great. Listen, your mother planning on this doings tomorrow evening at Stembottom's pretty strong?
I don't know. Personally, I'm not invited. The party's more for married people age 34 or better. My plans for tomorrow night are...
You think I'll stop getting a hold on you?
Yeah.
He phoned just after you left the zone.
He got in touch with me at the office.
Here's an odd fact concerning darkest Africa, Gov. Poisonous serpents recognize their own aunts and uncles. And there's lots of very sweet affection.
Oh, forget darkest Africa. Going to have a little chat with your mother. Go out and play.
Oh, go out and play. Am I an infant? Do I look like a 6-year-old child?
Hello there, kiddo.
Hello.
How you feeling?
Fine. What's up your sleeve?
You figure I got something up my sleeve?
It's written all over your face. Rush, I'm going to start supper pretty quick. Better clear off that table. And you're going to have to run to Croucher's.
Did you know that in darkest Africa that rain sometimes comes down so hard it breaks your nose?
Uh-uh. Get a paper and pencil, and I'll tell you what I want from the store.
I got a paper and pencil right here.
All right, a peck of potatoes. Well, what is it?
It's what?
This business that's making you fidget and grin.
Do I fidget and grin?
Yeah, a sack of salt.
Sack of salt?
The middle-size.
Middle-size.
Half a dozen of bananas, if they're nice.
Half a dozen of bananas.
If they're nice. Let me see now.
Kiddo, I have got a little scheme on fire that
matches. And just one box. Don't bring home a whole bushel of them, even if they are 6 boxes for a quarter. And there was a few other things.
Kiddo?
Yeah?
I got a little expedition on the fire that might possibly interfere with me being at Ruthie's party tomorrow night.
How you mean?
Thought maybe I'd slam up to Chicago in the morning.
What for?
Kiddo, I see you're all set to jump right down my throat.
Is it business?
Well, yes, in a way.
In a way, huh? Well, listen, I promised Ruthie we'd be there, and we will be there.
Well, there's nothing to hinder your going.
No, and there's nothing to hinder your going either. Ruthie's having Miss Brighton and Willard and Mr. and Mrs. L.W. Royce. She's scared to death she'll fall down entertaining them, and she's got to have friends like us to lean on. Prunes, Rush.
How many?
The kind in the package. Mr. Croucher knows the kind to get. How are we fixed for eggs?
I don't know.
Well, go see. No, Vic, you're not going to run away tomorrow night and leave Fred and Ruthie in the lurch just on account of that old lodge.
Who said anything about any old lodge?
Well, that's it, ain't it?
Some women say to take pride in the fact that their husband held a responsible position of trust and honor in one of the noblest and grandest organizations in
the
whole wide...
It is the lodge, then, huh?
If I may say so, I'd like to point out
three.
That the Sacred Stars of the Milky Way is
three,
a brotherhood of fellows who are a little above the ordinary.
Well, better get a dozen, then. Strictly fresh, tell Mr. Croucher. Them ones the farmer brings in from Tawanda, if he's got them. No, sir. Ruthie's counting on us, and we're going to be there.
Seems to me you're carrying matters along pretty swift, Sage.
Sure. Why, she'd go into nervous convulsions if she even thought we were talking about disappointing her. Miss Brighton and Willard are going to be there. And Mr. and Mrs. L.W.
You
Royce.
You haven't even inquired...
No, sir.
I say you haven't even inquired my reasons for going to Chicago.
Them fellas can wait.
What fellas?
Them old lodge fellas.
As yet, I haven't mentioned any lodge fellas. All I said was that maybe I'd slam up to Chicago in the morning.
Uh-uh.
As far as that goes, Rush could escort you to the party.
I bet you'd actually do that. Shove me off with kids. Honestly, I'd be ashamed.
They're off in the store, ma?
No, there's a couple other items. I'll think of them in a minute. Write down eggs?
Yeah.
Say, what if I told you I had to go to Chicago in the morning or I'd lose my job?
Oh, a half a dozen cans of corn if they still got that sale on.
Okay.
Can you carry that much stuff?
Sure.
There's a peck of potatoes, too, you know.
I can handle them okay.
Well, don't go yet. There's something else on the tip of my tongue.
Wouldn't you be good and ashamed if I told you that?
Told me what?
That I had to run up to Chicago in the morning or lose my job?
Do you have to run up to Chicago in the morning or lose your job?
No,
all
but...
right, then. We'll be at Stembottom's 7:45 tomorrow evening, just as we promised.
Thought of what else you want yet, Mom?
No.
Kiddo, I innocently come home and announce that there's a possibility I might have to leave town over Saturday. Do you want to discuss it? Do you want to ask me why I'm going to leave town? No, you simply put your foot down and tell me there's
answer
nothing
that,
to...
Answer that, Rush.
Okay.
Did I tell you bananas?
Yeah.
They have to be nice, remember. Don't take any black or mushy ones.
Okay. Hello? Yes? Just 1 second, please. Mine.
Who is it?
Lady.
Miss Apparel?
I don't think so. Should I beat her to the store now?
No, wait. Yes? Oh, yes, Miss Weekend. She's fine. Oh, fat as pigs, all of us. How's Trix?
That's funny, ain't it? Mom inquires after the health of Trix Weekend, so she says, how's Trix?
Well, that's good. Oh, I bet. Yes, indeed. I should say so.
In darkest Africa, Gov, some of the jolly blacks get together and eat live fish. There's a picture in my book.
Oh, son, please. That child of mine talking away, Miss Weekends. Oh, yes, he's an awful smarty now that he's in second year high school. What? I see. Oh, that'd be perfectly lovely, Miss Weekends, only we already got other arrangements. Yes, I'm sorry as I can be because I know we'd have a wonderful time with you. And... sure. Well, you're terrible, terrible nice to ask us, Miss Weekend. Some other time, maybe. You bet. Well, see you real soon, hmm? All right, Miss Weekend. Goodbye. My, that was sweet of her.
What you want?
The Chicago Knot and Shopmen are having a glee club recital tomorrow night. She invited us to come along with her and Trix. Free tickets for everybody. Oh, let's see. What all you got in your grocery list?
Kiddo.
What, you got it there, Handy Rush?
Yeah.
Read it to me.
Kiddo.
What?
Suppose I told you I had to run up to Chicago in the morning.
Are you still talking about that?
Yes. And it'd be very nice if I were allowed to finish a sentence. I say, suppose I told you I had to run up to Chicago tomorrow because Consolidated Kitchenware Company wants to make me consultant accountant for the Corn Belt area.
Do they want to do that?
No.
Well, let's finish this. Ruthie's got our promise. We'll be there tomorrow night. She's banking on us. All right. Now tell me what's more important than that that'll drag you to Chicago.
I think perhaps I'd be the best judge of the importance of anything that drugged me to Chicago.
The lodge, ain't it?
I haven't said it was the lodge.
Well, is it the lodge or ain't it the lodge?
It is the lodge.
Sure.
Suppose I told you the lodge was sending for me in order to present me with a prize of $1,000.
Is the lodge sending for you to present you with a prize of $1,000?
No, only...
Vic, please, let's quit beating around the bush. Is it absolutely necessary for you to go to Chicago?
No.
Are you going to Chicago?
Don't look like it. With all this opposition...
You're going to Fred and Ruthie's tomorrow night, then?
Fine.
All this is settled at last.
I am going in the other room.
Fine.
Bye.
Bye. You got that list?
Yeah.
Read it out loud.
Peck of potatoes, sack of salt.
Middle size.
Yeah. Half a dozen of bananas.
If they're nice.
I got written down if they're nice. Matches.
Son.
Yeah?
Gus talked to you any about him going to Chicago?
No.
Never mentioned what he wanted to go to Chicago for, did he?
Uh-uh.
Wonder why he wanted to go to Chicago.
Got no idea.
Hmm.
You never give him a chance to explain.
Well, where are we here?
Half a dozen of bananas.
Yeah, if they're nice.
If they're nice. Matches, prunes, eggs, canned corn.
Mm-hmm. Now you better scoot.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.